a mentality, you know, that that perhaps is needed, you know, where you sort of design systems. I mean, perhaps our...
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Pete.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
So, first off, I've got to apologize for cutting the extra environmentalist short today.
Don't have to apologize to me.
It was, you know, I'm just going to tune you up for real quick. But it was unfortunately put on a bit late, and due to the tyranny of the hour-by-hour segmentation system, I do have to come on and do my show, although there are 10 minutes left in that extra environmentalist podcast. And of course, I think the extra environmentalist is such an important program. Don't really, you know, not the happiest about coming on and doing some music or what have you to replace it. But you can hear the rest of the extra environmentalist online by going to citr.ca. Just look up extra environmentalist, or you can find it under our talk section. Under the radio shows, you can find it in the talk section. And yeah, you can go and enjoy the remainder of that podcast or the whole thing if you have not listened to it. Today's episode of Cue It Up, which you are listening to on CITR 101.9 FM, is about space. Yes, that's right. It's about all the things that space can mean to us.
What is
and all space? All the different, all the various vagaries of space and the different means of space and the space travel and exploration.
Vagaries.
And we're gonna get right into it. Pete, what awesome as an America, what do you? Yeah, awesome alliteration. Various vagaries, spatial spacing, space exploration, exciting, excelling, espousal.
Do you have a question for me?
Was my question.
Oh. Maybe he's clapping men.
I'm sorry, what?
I just said, look at these clapping men.
They're all they're mustachioed.
They are mustachioed.
Hair is done in such a way, you know, people back then, they had respect for hair on the back of their scalp.
Well coiffed.
The mullet was in full effect. Not perhaps among this socioeconomic class, but it was certainly a fragment of the landscape, and you see these space individuals blasting off far away from the Earth
and
the haircuts of the people on Earth.
There's a mullet or two in there.
Now, the listening audience can't quite see what you're seeing,
so we're gonna stick to
the oral realm right now. But today's show, we're not going to be playing sci-fi music, per se. We're not going to be playing music of that kind. We're really just, I think, exploring space in an effective sense. And by effective, I mean childish and sort of returning to perhaps 18th, 17th, even, you know, Victorian, 19th century conceptions of what space entails, what you will find in space.
Are we going flat Earth, or...?
Yeah, sure. Flat Earth. There will be conspiracies later. We're gonna look into moon landings. We're gonna get into all of that.
Yeah.
Right now, we're about to listen to Dil Brito, which is not at all an artist concerned with space or anything to do with space or astronauts or astronaut exploration.
It's hard to prove.
I'm quite confident. If you look at this abstract watercolor that construes the cover of Dil Brito's new album, Astro.
It's a little spacey.
Find a review of that on discorder.ca.
Wait a minute. The name of the album is Astro, and you're assuring me it has nothing to do with space.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
A million different things can go wrong when you're launching a shuttle.
Yes.
But what you don't need during any stage of that
is
negativity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, Pete?
Okay.
So there was a little accident.
Yep.
As it turns out, the name of this album is called Astro.
Might hint to a space.
But I assure you that it has as much to do with space as our program has to do with space, which is very little. And as I was saying, we were talking about space in the effective sense.
Yeah.
Not in the literal, like, going to space. I don't know what these trumpets... I'm going to turn this off right now.
Effective
with trumpets have to do with...
Effective with an A.
With an A.
Okay.
In the psychological sense.
It's definitely not an effective sense.
Oh, I disagree. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I think my non-space, space-based programming will compel a new generation of radio listeners to go to space. And we're going to talk more about how CITR does enrich a new generation. The new, the next generation, if you will.
I cannot wait to hear that.
Picard is a Bostonian, isn't he?
No, Spock.
Ridiculous.
Leonard Nimoy.
He was a Vulcan. He went to school. He went to school on an entirely different planet.
Sorry.
Actually, he was half human, half Vulcan, but I think he went to school on Vulcan.
We got more clips of
people applauding about. This is from the Space Shuttle launch compilation, 720p. A compilation of space shuttle launches and re-entry gathered from the IMAX movies. Oh my God, we're breaking copyright right now. We're turning this off.
Okay.
Del Brito's down my lane. Yes.
Speaking about IMAX movies, do a quick look for Leonard Nimoy, Mugar Omni Theater.
Mugar?
Uh-huh. M-U-G-A.
Omni Theater.
Yeah. There it is.
Mugar Omni Theater introduction. Who put the bomb?
Do the second one, please.
Thank you, Leonard Nimoy. But what is who put the bomb?
It's the second one.
Okay, we're going to play the second one, and then we're going to listen to Del Brito. We're going to listen to Echuta, Space Camp, and Tim Hecker.
Echuta.
And that's going to be our lineup. Yes, Echuta. Actually, our music director, Andy Resto, right here at the station. Mm-hmm. So his solo act. I'm sorry, I didn't have the volume turned on for
That's
this.
That's all
right. So this is not the bump. This is Leonard Nimoy's. Thank you.
This is a test of the Mugar Omni Theater sound system.
Leonard Nimoy. Oh, my.
Who's this other woman?
He's Spock from Star Trek.
He grew up three blocks from here.
Ah, all right.
Oh, so this he's from Boston.
The bump, in the bump, shabomp, shabomp.
Nice.
Who put the ram in the ram? A lamb, a ding dong.
I don't think they're doing
very
that.
Cool.
No, I don't think
now,
this is
let's show them what we got.
Respect.
This is really his. Mugar Omni Theater in the Museum of Science, Boston, was preceded with this. And you know, as an Omni Theater, had that. I don't know how many directions. Sound was composed, but you would hear it.
Sound of butterflies nibbling, whispering in my ears. Sweet nothings, sweet dreams. Tell me what to do in the morning, what to wear, what to eat. And in the morning, I prayed I was like you, but backed away, even from the cold sink. Watch my face stare for hours on end.
Now time to switch over to the live music portion of our programming.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yes, we are now in space, the outer quadrants, right? Rings of the solar system. We have escaped the bonds of gravity, lifted off. I'm in the studio with a very special guest, but for that, what we just heard.
I was hanging out on an asteroid.
Oh, man.
Picked me up here.
That's not chill. Yeah, those things go, like, at least 80,000 miles an hour, at yeah. least. They're like, I can't
give space you travel is a precision method for sure.
I saw the movie Interstellar, so I can tell you all about it.
I mean, you could the way they do it is they slingshot around, right? So in your ship, and you kind of just start orbiting something.
But if you boost yourself off an asteroid, and you can only go, like, doesn't that mean you just go exponentially fast? Like, I don't understand how this works.
Well, I mean, we coordinated this.
We're going to talk about this right now. So what we just heard was Tim Hecker's Castrati Stack. That's off his upcoming LP that will be on Paperback Records, I believe. Tim Hecker, of course, Canadian sound artist, very reputable. What we heard before that, Space Camp, which I believe is owning some sense of anonymity attached to UK-based vaporwave, sound, chillwave? And Cloud Rap label, Aloe City, out of the UK. But very nice, those Space Camps, Untitled 1, and their album Space Camp 1991, the year I was born, is just a series of Untitleds. Very nice listening. Very
very hopeful time in the space race. The 90s, I think.
I know nothing of it.
Well, I mean, it was no longer about, you know, beating the Russians anymore. It was now about what can we do in space.
And what have we done in space? Or what haven't we done, as we will soon find out.
What haven't we done? Well, I mean, manned missions are a little on the back burner right now. But, you know, we're finding out lots of interesting tidbits about where we live these days, and in the 90s as well.
And, you know, I think we're finding out a lot about art, too. You know, this ambience right now is from a video called Star Trek, The New Generation, The Next Generation. Ambient engine noise idling for 24 hours. This was the very background sound that was used for our 24 hours of radio art advertisement. So you see the intersection of spatial fantasy and radio art colliding. Tim can attest to this. I'm making a sort of
hand gesture.
Enjambment gesture with my two hands that you can hear them.
Indicating their colliding nature.
Yep, you can hear in my... I'm going to use my palms to amplify the effect, but this is what I'm getting at right here.
That's art and space.
There you go. Before that, we heard Achuta's At the Sink And before that, we heard Del Brito, Down My Lane, both solo projects. Actually, Del Brito's a band, sorry. But both sort of gazy acoustic projects. Lots of feedback, lots of overlay. Tim, you have a show at CITR.
I do.
Well, what is it called, and when can you hear it?
When I'm not flinging around asteroids.
Yeah.
You can hear me on the airwaves of CITR.
That's the establishment. You know, we've established the the Chekhov's asteroid.
And, it's Thursday nights, Earth nights. Thursday nights, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. I bring in the new day.
This is doing terrible things to us. I'm going to turn. All right. We're just going to talk like people now.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites, I have to say for sure.
Oh,
you brought on some really exciting guests last week, I want to say, or was it the week before?
So 2 weeks ago, I had Cyberspot.
And they do monthly events at the Astoria, right? Very cool. From my understanding, like just chill wave stuff.
I would say it's confrontational, more confrontational than Chillwave. Chillwave is like, it's very much like it exists in the internet space and only in the internet space. And Cyberspa, they kind of like to break down like what club culture is like and kind of confront listeners with kind of new kinds of sounds.
So it is body music. It's not just.
Yeah, I would say so.
Cool. And Blank Banshee is associated with Cyberspa?
He's been a guest on Cyberspa before, yes.
For those who aren't aware of Cyberspa, even Blank Banshee is a name that has gotten somewhat out there.
They have their monthly at the Astoria. It's always a nice place to check out.
And Tim, also, you do something which I think a lot of people around the station have been excited about doing for themselves, maybe, which is live streaming their own shows, or with video, that is. And you Periscope your shows, and we've talked about the station installing cameras so that you, the listener, can also view the host as they go about their business.
It's a fun experiment for sure. If you do want to see that during my shows on Periscope, you can go to periscope.tv.
And what will they see?
/autonomy. And that's me. You'll see me DJing live on the turntables.
DJing live on the turntables.
The ones and twos.
And the conflict. And the struggle.
Yeah, the struggle of
interstellar battle.
Well, you'll see me struggling to, you know, put two songs together and blend them in
the horrors of space, the deprivation, the lack of foundation, the limitlessness of the void.
I think that's what Star Trek is getting to.
Coming up next, we have French Pretzel from, I want to say Nova Scotia, but I'm going to get the exact location for you. Very interesting, dark ambient style music. After that, we've got Caroline Kay, the song Animal Matisse, off the label Blackest Ever Black. And after that, we've got Vancouver's Terror Bird, the song Reveal. Thank you for joining me, Tim. Do you have any final words? Oh, yeah, what's coming up on tomorrow's show? What conflict will we
cut? Well, tomorrow, CITR kicks off Fun Drive.
Absolutely.
We're all very excited about it.
Yes.
We're going to grow our cultures. Tomorrow night on Copy Paste, I'll be just showcasing all Vancouver artists.
Very cool.
Vancouver dance music artists who have kind of been shaping the Vancouver sound, which I feel has emerged in the past couple of years, or maybe perhaps matured in a way that is becoming internationally recognized.
Yep. And we're going to have special Fun Drive live programming all week. Even shows which are regularly pre-recorded will have their hosts come into the studios, because it's all about really reaching out to the community and talking about our goal for this year, which is to raise upwards of $40,000 so we can spend that money on new training programs, more hours for vital staff, like more spoken word hours, really get a more diverse breadth of content at the station, and extend our hands to areas of the community that we haven't been able to help with the services we provide before, which is access to media and access to training. And, you know, if you're listening to this right now, you are entitled to those things too. You can come down to the station, learn what it's all about, and become a member. And we're hoping to raise more funds so that we can help more sectors of the community, help them come in, create their cultures here at the station.
I think one of the most exciting things that CITR does is it does not draw a distinction or a line between the media, the media producers or the content producers, and the people who it's for. We're all kind of the same, mm-hmm. and that's that's how media is. The attitude towards media is now in our culture at large, and CITR is really embracing that. So, if you want to, if you too want to be the media, mm-hmm. you can at CITR.
Absolutely. If you want to join the infinite struggle and the horrifying grandeur of interstellar combat, then all you need do is come to CITR, take a tour, and learn more about what we're all about. Thank you for joining me today on Cued Up. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, of course on unceded, traditional Coast Salish, Musqueam land. We don't have enough time to get into the conspiratorial side of the moon. Is there a moon? Do we live inside a giant telescope? Are we on the rim of a flat Earth? Important questions. Questions that need to be asked. Why won't you just let us ask the questions? This thing to reveal from Vancouver's Terrorbird. Before that, we heard Animal Latisse from Caroline Kay as the 1985 album Now Wait for Last Year being re-released on Blackest Ever Black. Sounds, of course, still very contemporary. Before that, we heard French Pretzel, indeed, from Nova Scotia, Halifax, the track Xanthan. If we have any time left before the upcoming show, Steve Zhang's Asian Wave 101, we're going to hear Pierre Bastien's Oho. I can't say much about it. Pierre Bastien, absolute genius as far as I'm concerned. Minimalistic mechanical contraptions. He's great. Just a great cacophony of various instruments sourced from around the world and set to their purpose and creating very beautiful clockwork music. As if he was a rocket engineer creating shuttles to take us to outer space.
Our theme is growing our cultures, and it all starts on February 25th with a rad kickoff party in the Pit Pub and a week-long on-air telethon. Help your community station by donating so we can support training for volunteers and promote the multitude of cultures on our own airwaves. The online donation page is live now, so head on over to citr.ca/donate and get cool CITR swag.
Thank you.